The software is called PredPol, short for Predictive Policing. It was developed by a professor at UCLA in cooperation with the Los Angeles Police Department, and it's based on the same kind of computer modeling that helps scientists predict aftershocks following earthquakes. Using 5 years' worth of data, PredPol can predict down to a two-hour window and a 500-square-foot area where crimes will most likely happen next. Seattle Police Chief John Diaz didn't contain his enthusiasm at a press conference announcing their use of the new tool.
Think about this, being able to take all that crime data and being able to use it in such a way that we're able to, with a fair amount of accuracy, predict where crime is going to happen in the future. Incredible.
Since Sunday, it's been used in Seattle's east and southwest precincts. The plan is to expand that citywide in April. Tacoma's on a similar timeline. The software costs about the same as one officer's salary. Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn says it'll help the police decide where their patrols are truly needed the most.
Our aim with data-driven policing is to minimize the influence that unconscious bias can have on these decisions. So with this software, we can take that out of the equation. In the neighborhood in L.A. where they piloted this, they were able to reduce their crime rates by 13%.
Unbiased and data-driven policing are goals outlined in Seattle's 2020 plan for police reforms. The plan is part of the city's response to a Department of Justice finding that Seattle police have engaged in a pattern of using excessive force. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.